Good morning. This is Pastor Hank. I want to welcome you to Central Christian Center. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Honored first-time attenders and cherished members, we are so glad that you're here. Whatever you need, I believe God's already provided it for you, and it's our desire today to help you receive from Him. Let's just enjoy the presence of God and receive what God has for us today. I don't know what you came here today for, but I came here to talk about my Jesus. Is that okay? And I hope He's your Jesus too. Hope He is. So blessed to see you and so blessed to... I'm so glad to have you and that you'd let me be your pastor. I think God's taken us somewhere, and oh yeah, I wish everybody'd get here on the same Sunday, but man, they don't usually do that. God's done something special. Done something special in all of our lives that'll let Him. And I know you're letting Him because you're here today. Talked about Roundup. We're going to have a Roundup here. And, you know, we're going to do some ads in the newspaper. We're going to do ads on TV. But you know what's going to get the people in? If you ask them. I'm just asking you, don't raise your hand now, but how many of you will help me invite people to come? I've already started inviting. If you're on Facebook, if you've got any kind of, any of the social media, you use that to invite people. But hey, get some of these flyers, hand them out. Do you know anybody that's not saved? How many here know anybody that's not saved? How many know somebody that's not saved? How many don't know anybody that's not saved? You got to vote. You got to go one way or the other, okay? How many know somebody that's gotten away from the Lord? I'm just going to say this, and I'm just going to say this with the authority of Jesus, but if you will get them here on Roundup Day, they will come to Jesus. Did you hear me? If you'll get them here. And the truth is, that one you hand a flyer out to might be the one you don't even know, and they might come, or they might give the flyer to somebody else, and they might come, and you just don't know how God's going to use it. But let's join together, and I'm just believing that be the biggest salvation roundup we ever had. How about that? And nothing better to heal our land and to heal our area than, I mean, Jesus is the only one that can get it done. So anyway, love you and thank you for all your hard work and for all that you do. And I brag on you. I was bragging to somebody this morning on the phone that live in another city. I was bragging on you. Huh? Look at the person next to you and say, he is bragging on me. Jesus loves you. Did you know that? And I love you too. I want to read you something out of Matthew 8. And I'm just going to talk here for a while. That's usually what I do. But I'm just going to talk. And hope that I can just speak some life, some words of life. Into you, into your life. In Matthew chapter 8, let's start with about verse 5. It says, now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Let me just stop there for a second. Jesus will always come to you and heal you. His answer to you when you say, Lord, would you do this? Would you bless me? Would you heal me? His answer is always, I will. Did you hear that? I don't want you being any question to be in your mind. I don't want there to be any doubt in there. He always will, because he loves you. And no love is greater than somebody that lay down their life for a friend, and he laid down his life for you. So that means you're his friend. Now, is it okay if we talk about Jesus today, huh? Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
We're afraid to say Jesus in public anymore, so everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
I want you to start getting in the habit of saying Jesus, because he's King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords. We're going to proclaim his name everywhere. How about that? Anyway, I forgot I was reading here. Said the centurion, Jesus said, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered him and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but if you'll just speak a word, my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such faith, no, not even in Israel. Holy Spirit, use me today to stir our faith up, to increase our faith. Lord, use me today to speak life. Speak life into everyone that'll hear. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory and all the credit. I woke up one morning this week going, and the phrase was just great faith. Great faith. I woke up, I guess I was dreaming about that, but I woke up thinking, great faith, great faith. And gosh, it's about 4:30, and I like to sleep till at least 5. I like to sleep in a little bit, And man, I just couldn't shut my eyes back. So I just got up and I just kept thinking, great faith, great faith. And then I found myself beginning to say, you know, God, I want to have great faith. I want you to think that I have great faith. And then I began to think, well, what is great faith? How many would just like to have great faith? Four of us. How many would just really like to have great faith? Okay, if you're first timer, you can participate. Okay, we'll nobody get on you for participating. But great faith. And so I don't know. I just got to thinking about that. How many of you? Just think about this for a minute. What could God do in you or for you right now that would make your joy so full? I mean, that would just make you so happy. That would just make you go, wow, God, that's great. What would it take right now to happen to you or for you that would make you go, wow, God, you're great. To this guy that came to Jesus, he wanted his servant healed. And he said, if you'll just speak the word, Jesus, I know who you are. If you'll just speak the word, my servant will be healed. To this guy, this centurion, the thing that made his joy full, the thing that completed him, the thing that made him say, wow, this is great, was his servant was healed. If you read the rest of the story, servant was healed that very instant. I don't know, I want some great faith. I want you to have some great faith. And I kind of think we all have some great faith. We just need to stir it up. You see, if you live your whole life thinking how it will be or how you want it to be, if you spend your whole life thinking how it's gonna be, then it never bees. Huh? Now if Trump can make up words, I can make up words too, okay? But God wants to do something bigly in your life. Oh, Lord, I said it one day in one of my thoughts, but get the man a dictionary. And I love him. I love him. But if it's always gonna be, then it never is. So see, what have you been thinking about? What have you been praying about? What have you been worrying about? What have you been seeking God about? What have you been hoping for? What have you been, what is it that's the thing right there that if that would happen for you right now, your joy would be full? Are you thinking about it? Well, what is faith? Well, we know what the Bible says. Hebrews 11:1. Says, now faith is the substance or the realization of the things hoped for, and it's the evidence or the confidence of things not seen. Now, you know, it's amazing how many Christians have quoted this all their life and don't, and it just is some words that are in our mind. And I want this to be more to you today than just words. I want the Holy Spirit to do something on the inside of you that stirs you. Something on the inside of you that makes you different when you leave here than you were when you came in. Could you handle that? Do you want that? Four of us do. Do you want that? I want you to have that connection with God. That confidence in God. And so this verse I just read, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I've heard so many sermons on that verse. Anybody here ever heard a sermon on that verse? Huh? I've heard sermons on that verse, and I've heard them go from the beginning to the end, from the end to the beginning, from the middle out both ways. I mean, turn it inside out, upside down, over and out, and all the rest of that. And you know what? Finally, one day, I just had to get down with God, and I just had to say, Father, what does that mean? Because I'm tired of just giving mental assent to something. I want this to happen in my life. Are you with me? Are you with me? Don't fall asleep and we'll get done quick, okay? So I guess that verse you could say, faith is realizing that I have the things that I'm asking and hoping for. And it's the confidence that I have those things before I see them. Is that fair? You want me to say it again? Faith is realizing that I have the things that I'm asking and hoping for. And it's the confidence that I have those things before I see them. Before I see them. You see, I believe God wants this word not to be something that we just read and give mental assent to. I think God wants this word to be something that we live by. Now, I'm not talking about rules. I'm not talking about rules because, man, we got so many rules that, you know, we got so many rules that, man, I can't follow the rules that tell you how to follow the rules, you know. Like Bob Mumford said one time, he was teaching a kids' class, and he got up and he said, you're not supposed to, thou shalt not do this, and thou shalt not do that, and thou shalt not do this, and you're not supposed to do that. And he listed a whole string of things, and one little kid back in the back raised his hand, and he said, yeah, Johnny, what do you want? And he said, God goodness, Mr. Mumford, said, God only had 10 rules. I guess God knew even 10 rules were too big, too many for us to holler, follow. So he just said, I'll just capsule it down into 2 rules. Love God with all your heart. And love each other the same way. Okay, so now let me... Faith is realizing that I have the things that I'm hoping for, that I'm asking for. It's the confidence that I have those things before I see them. But now let's add another verse. Let's add verse 6 into this. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. To please God, it's impossible without it. I heard a whole sermon this morning from somebody on these verses, and it's impossible to please Him. And by the time he got done talking, I felt like it was impossible for me to please Him. It's not impossible, okay? It says, but now faith is the now, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Must believe that He is, and that He rewards. He is, and He rewards. Do you understand in that verse, God tells us, Paul tells us in that verse, what the faith that it's impossible to please God without is? See, we read that and we just go, oh, well, my faith isn't good and I don't have enough faith and so I must not please God. No, he just said, he tells you right in that verse what the faith is that it's impossible to please God without. You with me? What the faith is faith in Him and the faith that He does bless us, that He does reward us, that He does answer us, that He is there for me. Now, if you want Him to be there for you, you have to put yourself in the equation. I talked to somebody the other day, and they said, "Oh, Hank," said, "I just love your messages." Said, "You just tell us right the mess we're in, and you just tell us how to get out of it, and you just." I said, "I hope that you get something out of it, but I said, I'm just telling you, I get up there and I'm just talking to me, because I figure if I need it, somebody else needs it too." So you know, what I'm saying is you have to grab this thing. If you want any gusto out of life, you're going to have to grab it, man. If you want something from God, you're going to have to get it. Want it, take it. And it's all free. So anyway, putting all this together, I guess we could say that faith is when I realize that I have what I'm asking for and what I'm hoping for, and I'm confident that I have that before I see it, because I have a God who is alive, because I have a God who cares about me. I believe I have it. I'm convinced that I have it before I see it, because I know my God's alive, and I know my God's on my side, and I know my God's working for me, and I know my God's here when I need Him, and I know I can call on Him and He'll be there, and I know if He gave His Son and didn't spare His own Son for me, that He will freely give me all things. And if you don't believe it, read Romans 8:32. Didn't mean to get all wound up there. Yeah, I did. And I might get more wound up. Huh? Because I want you to get wound up. Are you thinking about what do you need from God? What would God do for you right now? If He did it right now for you, your joy would be full. If He did it, if it happened right now, instead of 6 months from now, instead of 6 years from now, What would you ask him for? He said, "Hey, Scott, ask me for anything you want. What would it be?" So then I guess when the Bible says that the just shall live by faith, I guess what he's telling me is that I can walk through life and my life can be full, and I can walk with a confidence and a trust in my God, that he's my Savior, that Jesus is there for me, that he gave his life for me, that he died for me, and then God used his power to raise Jesus from the dead, and then he raised me up and seated me with Jesus in heavenly places, raised me up to that same level of authority as Jesus. He raised me up, he built me up, he said, "Now you're somebody." He made the connection again. He reconciled me to him. And I can walk through life with a confidence that, man, I got my God's with me. If my God's with me, who can be against me? My God's with me. No weapon formed against me can prosper. My God's with me. He knows my needs before I even have my needs. He knows that I love him, and he knows that he loves me. And bless God, I can walk through the life in faith, with favor and anointing. And I can know, man, that my God's here. I got a confidence that the God that created the universe is my daddy. Man, trying to work on some of this thinking this week, and I found myself getting so discouraged because I started thinking about how unworthy I was, and how you know, I mean, if you especially if you're preaching, if any of you are preachers, and you go to preach, and then you start thinking, well, I didn't read enough, I didn't study enough, I didn't prepare enough, I didn't do it, I'm not good enough, I can't do it, blah, 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 blah. Hey, you don't have to be good enough. He was good enough. And that's what happens when we start believing for something from God. We start, first thing is, we realize we don't deserve it. Well, welcome to the club. If we got what we deserve, we wouldn't get anything. No, you get it because Jesus paid a price for it. You get it because Jesus got it back for you. And now he says, "Hey," says Hank, "says anything that you're hoping for, anything that you're believing for, says if you'll just have the confidence, if you'll just realize that you have that before you see it, if you'll just realize you have it, not because it manifested itself, you have it because I said you can have it." See, my eternity has been secured. Huh? I mean, man, I'm telling you what, Jesus gave his life for me, and when I accepted him and made him the Lord of my life and took that blood that he shed on Calvary and I just smeared it all over me, I'm telling you what, he secured my eternity, and the Holy Spirit came in me and sealed me, bless God. Excuse me, but man, that's exciting. Huh? When I leave this place, when I die, we don't die. When I leave this place, bless God, I'm going someplace. I'm going to be eternally with him. Forever! So what if I have a few little problems down here? Big deal. So what if I have an enemy that's so stupid? He's I know we don't use this term anymore, but we can use it for him. He's mentally retarded. Because he got his brain stomped. He got his head bruised. When Jesus got through with him, he didn't know, come here from Sikkim, man. When Jesus got through with him, he didn't know which direction to go. And he still don't. He just knows if he can get me thinking wrong, that my life will end up following my most dominant thoughts. A lot of people going to heaven that are just going to be miserable all the time until they get there. Huh? Look around. You can see who they are. Just going to be miserable all the time. "Well, I'm going to heaven, but bless God, it's just hell here." oh man, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And I can walk through life with that confidence. Man, if I need something, I just ask Him. You know, the only thing that keeps it from coming is if I change my mind and I don't believe it. And I don't, well, I wonder if I'll have that or not. I wonder if it'll happen. I know it's God's will to heal, but I just don't know. I just wonder, if I wouldn't have been so bad, and if I wouldn't have got a divorce, and if I wouldn't have been mean to this person, I could be healed. Baloney! He took all those sins and separated them from you as far as the east to the west. He took all that rotten stuff in your life and buried it in the sea of unforgetfulness. Whew, Jesus is pretty good. So anyway, I guess the just living by faith means I can walk through life with that confidence. I wonder what would happen if just as many of us as here today start doing that. Huh? Now, how many would try to start doing that? I'll try, and I'll fail, but I'm going to keep trying. How about you? I mean, if I get knocked down, I'm going to get back up. How about you? You know, the Bible says that the right says you might get knocked down, but it just says get back up one more time, then you get knocked down. Man, I'm telling you, I can walk through here. I can walk through. I got a God. I'm learning, man, that if I can't find my keys, I say, Lord, where are my keys at? And pretty soon, I'll just stumble right up on them. I'm learning, man, when God, now I know that I had that. Now I know I thought I put it right here. Where is that thing, man? I'm learning that I can talk to my Father and that I have His Spirit living inside of me. And His Spirit just continually talking to me and telling me and bringing to my remembrance. And boy, He's working overtime in that department on me. How about you? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Man, the just shall live by faith. That's not some pious, religious looking, acting kind of something like I'm a child of God, I'm spiritual. No, man, living by faith just means I'm walking through life and man, I'm trusting you, God. You know, I'm probably gonna miss it today. I'm probably gonna mess up some today. I don't know. I'm not gonna do it on purpose, but I'm just trusting you, and I'm just trusting you that everything that happens, you're just guiding my steps. I'm walking through. I got your favor on my life, God. If anything good's gonna happen to anybody, it's gonna happen to me today. Now some of you are going to get so, you're going to get so fired up inside. I'm not talking about in your mind. I'm talking, you're going to get so fired up inside that it's going to take you 2 or 3 days this week to kill that fire. You're going to get so turned on that it's going to take till Wednesday or Thursday to get you turned off. And I promise He'll be trying to turn you off as soon as you walk out the door. He ain't coming in here because I already talked to Him in Jesus' name this morning. But when you walk out that door, you need to talk to Him for yourself. You need to say, hey, get behind me, devil. Not because I'm tough, but because the one living in me is tough. So I said, well, I never. I know, but you will. Oh, man. No, that's what Hebrews 4 means. Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. That's what, let me find that and read that. I don't know if I gave you that scripture or not, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to read it anyway. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confessions. For we don't have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but has in all points been tempted as we are, yet without sin. So therefore, let us go boldly, let us come boldly into the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. What am I saying? I'm saying if it's your time of need, you can go boldly. What's that verse saying? It's saying, because I have a great high priest, Jesus Christ, who's passed through the heavenlies. I got to think of it. Do you understand what that's saying? Jesus has passed through the earth. He has passed through hell. He has passed through heaven. There is not one place in existence that Jesus hadn't passed through and doesn't know about it. And he's my high priest. And because he's my high priest, when I have need, I can go to that throne of grace, that throne of God. And I can find mercy, and I can find grace when I need it. I can get my help when I need it. Man. And that ought to have you standing. I don't know how you can sit down and think about that. I'm glad I'm not sitting down, man. Do you understand? I want you to get this. If we don't get any further, I want you to get this. And we're not going to get much further. Jesus, right now, he's sitting next to the Father as your high priest, and he's there saying, Father, Hank's speaking my word. Anybody who will hear it and act on it, be strong in their life. Move in their behalf. Oh, it's going to be all right. It's going to all be worth it. Hey, it's worth it now. I have a high priest. He's there doing intercession for me. I got a Holy Spirit living in me. He's interceding for me. He knows God's plan for me. He knows the direction I'm supposed to go. He knows where I'm supposed to end up. And the Bible says in Romans, he's interceding for me. He's leading me. He's guiding me. I just need to pay attention. Let me tell you something. The best time that this word is anointed, the best time for you to receive what you're believing from God is when somebody's reading you the word and telling you the word, and that's the time. The word will make it happen in your life because the word's anointed. He said, my word won't come back to me unfruitful. It'll produce what I've sent it to do. And bless God, I'm saying, Jesus, do it in me. Do it in me. Well, I just don't feel like it. Not just good. Then you're the one he can do it in. Get past those feelings. See, faith is not a feeling. Faith is a reality. You know, faith isn't feeling good. Faith is being confident in God. I don't have to feel it. I know I got it. Are you hearing me? I don't have to feel God. Thank God he'll let us feel him. And thank God you can't go along think the way I'm talking here without you feeling good. I don't care how down you are. I don't care how bad it's been. I don't care what you've been going through. You start thinking this way and you're going to start feeling good. I promise he's going to see to it. But I'm just going to be honest with you. Sometimes I have to do it before I feel it. I mean, sometimes I just don't feel it, so I just have to start telling people, man, God loves you, and all this stuff. I mean, sometimes I just don't feel it, so I just have to speak it until I feel it. Well, man, I got a high priest. I got a high priest that's already taken care of it. And he looks down, and when Hank thinks Hank's unworthy and Hank thinks he doesn't deserve it, he just looks over at Daddy and said, he's right, but put that on my account. Put that on my account. Well, I think you got to suffer a little. Well, then that's what you believe, and that's what you go ahead and suffer a little. But I'm just telling you, man, I'm telling you, God's good. And even in your suffering, God will be good. And even in your lowest parts, your deepest valleys, God will be good. I don't want to preach last week's over again. Jesus said in John 15, verse 7 and 8, he said, if you will abide in me and let my words abide in you, you'll ask what you will, and it'll be done for you. Are you looking? Are you reading that? Am I making it up? Did Jesus say it? Is it the truth or not? And he goes on to say, by this my Father is glorified. By this he's glorified. What? Man, that you've asked and he's given, that's the fruit he's talking about, man. The fruit of walking with him, abiding in him. He said, man, if you just live with me, just live with me, just walk with me, just live with me, and just let my words work inside of you, and I'm telling you what, you'll get to the place to where everything you say will happen. If you can't chew all that right now, just don't worry about it. Don't spit it out. Just hold it and just keep chewing it, because somewhere down the line it's going to dawn on you, and this stuff's going to start coming out of your spirit that you've been hearing today and you've been hearing the last 6 months. This stuff's going to start coming out of your spirit, and you're going to think it's your idea, and that's okay, because it doesn't matter as long as it's happening in your life. Ask whatever you want, man, and I'll do it. Did he say that? Huh? He said, this is how Daddy gets glorified. Huh? Parent, how do you get glorified? Does it glorify you when you give your kids something and you see that smile about this big on their face and you just see them, their joy just so full and they're just about to explode? Does that make you sad or does that make you glad? Daddy gets to do something with us, and we're walking with him, and yeah, we're learning, we're falling, we're doing all this stuff, but he doesn't care. He's saying, come on, come to Daddy, come to Daddy, come to Daddy. And he's able to do something in our life, and I can just, oh, I don't know, I can't hardly wait to see God. I don't know, I guess everybody else that tried to see him fell down. I don't know, maybe. I don't know, I don't understand all that. I just know I love him. I just know he loves me. I'll think about that kind of stuff some other time here. But right now, man, I just can't wait to see the big... I just see him with a big smile on his face. Some people see him that he's got a club and he's hitting us every time we make a mistake. And he's hitting us if we fall short. And he's going to slap you. You better straighten up. No, man. He said, hey, he said, I knew you're crooked and you couldn't straighten up, so I sent Jesus for you and he stood straight. Now just get in him and we'll work out all the other stuff. Quit trying to work it out yourself. I'm just telling you about Jesus today. I'm telling you the good news. Huh? The good news? I hear a lot of messages and they're not very good news. Hey, the good news is I live by faith. The good news is I got a Father that's with me. I got a Father that I walk with. I got a Lord that'll never leave me, forsake me. I got His Spirit that lives inside of me, and He'll tell me everything Daddy says, everything Daddy wants me to hear. He'll guide my path. He'll order my steps. Man, how can you lose? I'm about to talk myself happy this morning. I see there's a few of you in here, and you just decided when you came in, didn't matter what I said, you wasn't going to smile. You just had your mind made up. I don't care, I'm not going to be happy. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care who shakes my hand. I'm not going to be happy. And you're already smiling. See there? It's happening. It's starting to happen inside. And if that isn't enough, over in John 16:24, he says, ask so that your joy will be full. Ask so that your joy will be full. Remember what I asked you a while ago? Are you hearing me? Have you heard anything I said? Faith is believing that what I'm hoping for and what I'm asking for is reality. And it's the confidence that I have it before I see it. And it's the confidence that I have it before I see it, because I have a God that loves me, and I have a God that cares about me. A God that's with me and He's for me. And because of that, that's where my confidence is. That's where my faith is. That's where my heart is. That's where my life is. And he says, now, Hank, he said, I want you to ask whatever you will and I'll do it. I just want you to abide in me. Just let my words abide in you. I want you to ask whatever you will and it'll be done. Ask in my name, Jesus says. Ask in my name so your joy will be full. Now you've heard of stopping and taking a praise break. Let's stop and take a praise break. Let's give God a hand. Let's give Him praise. If you can't stay sitting down, Kenny, just give Him a praise. Let's give Him a praise. Just give Him a praise. But now I'm going to tell you something else, that if you're standing, you can stand. And if you're sitting, you probably won't be able to sit, but that's okay. I'm going to tell you something else. God said, okay, you always stop and give praise breaks. He said, I want you to stop and give a miracle break. So I'm being obedient to Him, and what is it that if God did for you right now, your joy would be full? What is it that if He caused to happen in your life, or through you, or for you, that it would make you have, you'd go, wow, that's great. What is it you've been worried about? What is it that's been happening and hounding you and holding you back? Can you believe you receive it right now? Before? Jamie, you have faith in me, right? I mean, you have confidence that if I say something, that I'm going to do my best to tell you the truth. You have that confidence, right? So if I were to tell you, I didn't do this, but maybe God tell me to, but if I were to tell you I put $1,000 in your account yesterday, would you believe that I was telling you the truth? Okay, you would have confidence. Hank wouldn't have said it if he didn't mean it. If he wouldn't have done it, he wouldn't say it. Can we take that confidence and put that confidence in God right now? Can we take that confidence? If he didn't mean it, he wouldn't have said it. Oh, well, I don't know. I know you don't know, but will you just take it by faith? I didn't say try to figure it out. I didn't say anything else. I just said, will you receive? What would it take right now? You know what you've been praying about. You know what you've been worrying about. You know what you've been believing for. Right now, can you believe or receive it? Father, I thank you for your miracles happening right now. Jesus is right there at the right hand of the Father, and he's saying, anybody who will listen to what Hank just said, anybody who will believe it and act on it, Father, do it for them. Do it for them. Do it for them. Now let's give him a praise break. Let's give him a praise break. I said, let's give him a praise break. I'm talking about the God that created this universe. I'm talking about the God that loves you. I'm talking about the God that will move heaven and hell just to get you back. I'm talking about the God that will give His Son, His most prized possession for you, just to get you back, just so you could have this relationship with Him. That's what Jesus was saying before He left. He said, hey, I'm leaving to make a place for you. I'm leaving, and you read that this way and see what He said. I'm leaving so that you can have this same place with God that I've got. And you'll not only be able to do the things that I do, you'll be able to do greater things than these. I'm leaving and I'm securing this place with God. You never want to walk with your head down anymore. Every time your head gets down, just go, I've been here before and I'm not doing it this time. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my King. Let's give Him some more praise. Give Him some more praise. Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that right now. In your name, Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of infirmity. You've trespassed in that person's life too long. I'm telling you, I'm binding you in Jesus' name. You take your hands off of them from this minute on. They are healed in your name, Jesus. I speak your healing into them. I speak your health into them. Hell, you hear me? Heaven, you hear me? I'm coming in Jesus' name, not in Hank's name, not in Nathan's name, not in Charlie's name. I'm coming in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Somebody came in here sick and you walking out of here well, it might take you a few hours to realize that you're not sick anymore because you got so used to thinking that way. But hey, when you start realizing it, start going, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Says they were walking and they were leaping and they were praising God. Well, if you've been able to sit through all that, go ahead and stand. I had some more, but that's a good place to stop. Good place to stop. Lord, I wish everybody would believe this. I'm asking you to help me believe this. I'm asking you to help all of those here believe this. I'm asking you to help anybody that's heard this on TV or in a CD or on the internet to believe this. Because our belief is in you, God. You are our God. You are our source. I'm not asking them to believe me, God. I'm asking them, we want to believe you. We want to believe you. Miracles have started happening in the lives of everybody who can believe. And I want to hear about some of these miracles. I want to hear. Some of you came in sick. Some of you been fighting battles. Some of you will realize, maybe you already realize it, but you'll realize later, hold it, that's gone. That's not there no more. Hey, just continue to praise God. Continue to believe Him. Some of you have been believing, you've been in a financial problem, a rut. Hey, listen, I'm telling you what, God has turned that. Just pay attention and start listening. Somebody might walk up to you and hand it to you, but somebody, there might be a little voice inside of you tell you how to fix it. Tell you what to do. And you know what? All you got to do is be at the right place at the right time when those ravens bring that stuff into you. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? All you got to do is be at the right place at the right time when that widow lady's about to cook that last little meal. Oh, I'm telling you what. God, I'm so excited about what God's letting me see. I'm excited that He's doing it in my life, but I'm more excited because He's doing it in your life. And some of you don't even know it yet, but oh, it's going to take, it's going to come up on you, it's going to slip up on you, it's going to overtake you. It's what He said, if you'll just, in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, He said, if you'll just obey and keep my words, He said, these blessings will come on you and overtake you. And bless God, we got a better covenant than the old covenant. So they're going to come on me and overtake me, and I'm going to stand and praise God for it. They're going to come on me and overtake me, and I'm not only going to be blessed, I'm going to be a blessing to everybody I get around. Well, I probably got another sermon in here. Maybe we ought to just stop. Just give God another praise. Just give Him another praise. I want you, yeah. Praise Him as loud as you believe that He just gave you a miracle. Woo! I like that. I'm telling you what, we start off singing God is good, and then we ought to end up singing God is good, I guess. But now we're knowing God's good. Now we're knowing. Anybody here happier now than you were when you came in? Anybody here a little better off now? If you aren't, well, it'll be okay. It'll hit you before you get to your car. Oh, man. God said, just give me a miracle break, Hank, and I'll start doing stuff in people's lives. Will you believe it for you? Will you believe it for you? See, you've been believing for those kids, and God's already started this very instant, that miracle break. He's already started working in those kids' lives. He's already started talking to their minds. He's already started assigning people to go by and talk to them. He's already working there. See, you was worried about that job. He's already got it lined up. The doors are already open. He's already told somebody to hire you. You just haven't found the widow lady yet. You just hadn't found the right spot on the creek bank. But I'm telling you, it's already happened for you. Something's clicked inside of you. Something's clicked in your life and your family. And it isn't going to be I know on paper it'd take 30 years for you to get out of debt. I'm prophesying it's going to just be a few months and God's going to show you how to get out of debt. He got the miracle for you. He got one for you, Kenny. You going to take yours? I'm going to take mine. Huh? I want you to have yours. I want you to have yours. We might just start doing that. Well, we'll just do it when God says to do it. But I just couldn't believe that early this morning. I'm kind of going over kind of what I want to say, and I didn't say half of what I thought I wanted to say. But right in the middle of it, he says, just stop and have him take a miracle break. I went, I never heard of a miracle break. I heard of a praise break. He said, I want to do a miracle in their life. If they'll just believe my word. If they'll just believe what I say before they see it or feel it. If they'll just believe I'm good. If they just believe I want to do it for them. Woo! Glory to God. Now don't come up to me after service and expect to preach a whole sermon to me and ask me to counsel you, because while the anointing's on you, you're all excited and you're all got energy. But when that anointing runs over, you're going, duh, peace, wow. Hey, I love y'all, and I'm excited. I'm excited for what God's doing in your life, and I'm going to be more excited when you start seeing it. And when you start seeing it so big, and you start telling it, and when you start seeing it and telling it, hey, that's when everybody starts coming to Jesus, because they want some of it too. They want some of it too. Hey, I love you. I believe there's been healings. I believe there's been emotional healings. I believe there's been physical healings. I believe there's been forgiveness happening in people's hearts. Those people, whoever that was, who did you so wrong, you've already started forgiving them. You already are trying to do that and making that effort. I just believe those kids are coming back to the Lord. I just believe those things are getting straightened out in their life. Things are just happening. And I just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We've got a name above every name, and that name is Jesus. If you're here today and you're not saved, just right now, say, Jesus, I ask you into my heart. Save me right now. I want to live for you. I need your help. So I believe right now I receive it. I believe right now I'm saved. And thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that, we're going to sing a song here, and I'm going to dismiss you. But if you prayed that, or you want to pray that, come down and let one of us pray with you. If you've been away from God, come on down here and let one of us pray with you. I forgot to say something a while ago in the miracle break, because God told me, he said, you tell them whether they're saved, whether they're lost, whether they're close to me, or whether they're far away from me, I'm going to do a miracle in their life. So if that was you, and you thought, well, but I'm not living for the Lord. I'm not right with him. But he's saying to you, I did that miracle for you too. I did that miracle in your life. Because the Bible said Jesus loved us all. He loved us all before we got saved. He loved us all. That's why he gave his life for us. Hey, if you're here and you need to be saved, or you did get saved and you want us to come down, like to pray for you and give you a little book to help you get on your way. If you're here and you want to be baptized, we got somebody that'll baptize you. If you're here and you need to be anointed, we'll anoint you with oil. If you just want to come down and have somebody pray with you about something, you come on down. But God loves you today. And don't go without it. Hey, I thank you for being here today. I speak God's blessings onto you. If you're able to go to Destiny tonight at 6, I'll see you there. But I speak his blessings on you. I believe him to do big things in your life. And I believe you to see this miracle that he's done for you today before this day's over. And God, we give you praise and glory and honor. Now praise him again. Let's do another praise. Do another praise. Do another praise. Come on, do another praise. You can praise him louder than that. Give him some praise. Hey, I love you. If you need to come down for anything, come. See you. see you next time. If you're a first-time attender, I'd love to shake your hand, give you some information about the church. Get some flyers. Sign up for Roundup to help some area. Tell everybody you see.